Hello, this is Kate Wilson. My audiobook reel has samples from the many books I've voiced over the past couple of years. They range widely from adult fiction, fantasy, cozy mysteries, adventures, historical fantasy, through children's and young adults. All are available from audible.com. Look for narration by Liz Gentle. Enjoy.
Small one, your loose legs are ill-suited to stealth.
Spring cocked his head but said nothing.
What draws you from the flock, Speck? Why do you approach me?
Spring gulped and discovered his tongue still worked.
Just mucking around, he said weakly.
You are welcome, of course,
intoned the crow.
The grass allows roaming.
The bird narrowed its black, beady eyes and fixed Spring with a relentless gaze.
Oh, I wanted to see what was over the wire.
Ah!
The crow cawed knowingly.
I was not on vacation, she retorted. What else do you call it when you travel the world? Piper inquired. Saving my uncle's life is what I call it, Maggie said, crossing her arms and raising her eyebrows. Oh, and finding Cleopatra's tomb, by the way.
The imposing silhouette of Blackmoor Castle rose from the mist, standing in stark contrast against the ominous grey sky. Its grand towers and turrets, with banners waving, rose high above the landscape. The castle, perched on the cliffs, beckoned me home as my carriage trundled up the path toward it. It still had the power to take my breath away, as it did when I first laid eyes upon it, drenched in moonlight, some 3 months ago, when I arrived. Her weary limbs, bruised muscles and cut skin forgotten, Tess quick-stepped to the light switch on the wall. She flicked it once, twice, and a third time in desperate hope, but the lights wouldn't turn on. "Stay here, Anna," she said, opening the door. "You two, protect the—" But before she could finish, the lights flickered back to life. "Just a power surge, Tess," Anna said, her words edged with desperate relief. "We'll be jumping at shadows next." "These days the shadows jump back," Tess said. "I'll see you this evening." Elizabeth Bancroft left the Taj Hotel just as the sun was starting to set into the Arabian Sea. She picked up a carriage in front of the hotel and told the driver to take her to the Afghan church in Navi Nagar, near what was known to all the drivers as Zero Point, the historic centre of the English colony city. The turbaned Sikh driver looked back at the young lady who seemed barely old enough to be allowed out of the house. She was properly dressed in a shalwar kameez and dupatta, but at least in his family, the idea of a woman travelling alone in a port city like Bombay seemed foolhardy. Still, she was going to a church on a late Saturday afternoon, so she must be an honourable woman.
"Oh, thank you, Mrs. Fraser. I wish you'd let me return these myself," Kate chided.
"Nay, I wouldn't hear of it, Lady Kate. Besides, in a matter of days, I can have that whippersnapper Molly running up for it."
"So, little princess, you have not lost the common touch, I see." Eleanor stood in the sunlight of our garden as if she had appeared there by magic. Her face was shadowed by her veil, but I saw her beauty, still radiant, undimmed by time and pain. Her beauty was in her bones, and the magnificence of her soul shone through them. Though the skin of her face was crumpled, like a piece of vellum that could no longer be smoothed out, her eyes burned like beacons of green light.